Local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us here on this Friday morning, the 18th of November. 19 degrees, a wind chill of plus 4, so a bitterly cold wind out there this morning. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Alex Mosikowski of the Emporia Rotary Club. We're going to be talking grocery grabbing here this morning. Alex, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be on again. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on with us here today. So obviously we're, well, less than 24 hours out from the grocery grab. Remind folks what's going to be taking place at Goods Cash Saver tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so tomorrow at 6:45, we're going to have our drawing for our between our six finalists to see who will be the lucky winner to basically do our grocery sweep, where they get to grab as much food as possible in 5 minutes. And then for our remaining five finalists, they'll each get a $50 gift card to Goods Cash Saver.
Okay. Who are your finalists that will be at least in the drawing coming up here for tomorrow morning, 6:45?
Yeah. So our finalists are Jerry Martinez, Rochelle Schmidt, who donated her ticket to the Icebox Food Pantry, Salvation Army, Carla Barr, who donated her ticket to SOS, Emporia Rescue Mission, and the C4 Food Pantry.
Well, we have a lot of good causes that are in the running here, huh?
Yeah, I think a lot of people know that there's a big need for food to help families, and a lot of our Rotarians donated their tickets to different causes as well.
Yeah, this has been a good fundraiser for the Emporia Rotary Club. So were ticket sales brisk this year, Alex?
I think we sold over 500 tickets this year, so that was a pretty good year again. And, of course, we won't know the final total of how much we raised until after the event because, we, you know, it's all determined by how much food we have to pay for after they grab as much food as they can.
Speaking of, what are the rules of engagement for the lucky person who's got the five-minute sprint throughout the store?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they get 5 minutes, and they start in the meat department, and they get to spend only 1 minute in the meat department, and they can grab up to two items per meat, I believe. Okay. So still, that's quite a bit of time. You know, the meat adds up quite a bit. And the other catch is they can't get any non-food items.
So basically anything like personal items, toiletries, things like that, those are off limits.
Exactly.
Gotcha. You know, this is one of those really cool, it's early, obviously, happening at 7 o'clock in the morning, but it's really one of the cool activities because seeing the strategy unfold with, you know, just a couple of minutes before, and then it is literally a sprint across certain areas of the store for those that have, you know, been fortunate enough to go forward.
Yeah. Each year we've done it, it's been interesting to see the different strategy. They definitely come in with a plan. When I imagine how I would do it, I'd be grabbing as much things as I can, shoveling some stuff. But they come with a purpose. They know exactly what items they want. And they get those items, and at the end, they just grab whatever they can as fast as they can. But usually they're very intentional about what they grab.
Yeah, the Emporia Rotary Club Grocery Grab Fundraiser. So talk about the proceeds. How will this money be used, Alex?
Yes, so the proceeds this year is going to go to the Family Promise of the Flint Hills, which is an organization that helps families get back on their feet. So Rotary has been a proud supporter of Family Promise since they started, I think it was early last year. And we've been helping by, you know, using the leftovers from our meals to help feed families. Other organizations try to help provide meals. So this is just another way that we can help give back to the community.
Talk a little bit, too, here, Alex, about, you know, looking ahead or looking beyond the immediate here with the grocery grab, and remind folks what the Rotary Club winds up doing here on an annual basis in addition to grocery grab.
Yeah. Well, our motto is service above self, so we have projects throughout the year. Recently, we just gave dictionaries to all the third graders in Emporia. Next spring, we're planning to do a map project where we draw a map on a playground on a site we haven't picked yet. Let's see. We also do an annual project that we kind of pick an organization. We do a project, and that kind of just depends. I think this year it's going to go to the baby closet. We're going to help provide some supplies for that. Last year we helped the Spartans stop with their hygiene equipment at the high school. But we have done projects, for example, renovations at Camp Alexander and at SOS and Salvation Army, just numerous places at the Lyon County History Center with their tot lot. We helped with that. So we kind of do a different project every year.
All right. Once again, Alex, let's reset the lineup. When will things be taking place at Goods tomorrow? What time do things start?
Well, the drawing will be at 6:45, and then we'll go promptly into the actual race because we have to be finished by 7 o'clock. That's when the store opens.
Yep. Good deal. All right. Go ahead, Alex.
I would just say anyone's welcome to come and watch, too.
It's a great spectator sport. It really is.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, grocery grabbing, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Well, sounds good. All right, Alex, well, appreciate your time here with us this morning. Hope you have a good turnout, and looking forward to exactly how many carts get filled tomorrow. We'll see how that plays out. Really appreciate your time today.
All right, thank you so much.
Alex, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thanks, Alex.
Bye.
Alex Mosikowski of the Emporia Rotary Club, their annual grocery grab fundraiser coming up tomorrow morning at Goods Cash Saver.
All right, looking at next week's schedule, we have all of our newsmaker slots that are either